Music right there from Ra Ra Riot. That's from their Beta Love album, the latest. We had Gogol Bordello before that from their new one, Pura Vida Conspiracy. That was Lost Innocent World. Some Phosphorescent back there as well. And we started off with She and Him from Volume 3. That's their latest album. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, where support comes from listeners like you and Phrase Pavilion. Presenting the legendary crooner Tony Bennett this Sunday, Phrase Pavilion concert and ticket information available at phrase.com or etix.com. Support for live and local music on WYSO comes from Omega Music at 318 East 5th Street in Dayton's Oregon District. You can buy, sell, and trade new and classic vinyl, CD, and DVD releases, as well as stereo equipment. Omega Music hours and information at 937-275-9949. Well, I am very, very happy to welcome this evening's live musical guests into the studio. They were on with us once before, but we were in the old studio, and we talked about it, and we were like, yeah, I just don't know if we could make it sound good in that tiny, tiny space, but we got to talking after we moved here in the studio, and I ran into them this spring, and they said, hey, we're working on this EP. And I said, great, we've got this new studio. You need to come play for us. So I am very, very excited to welcome into the studio Red Hot Rebellion. They're going to be playing some live music for us, and we'll talk to them about their EP release show next weekend. But first, take it away, guys. Yow! We'll be right back. Red Hot Rebellion live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We're going to be back to chat with them about their new EP and how you can celebrate with them this weekend if you're in the Cincinnati area, next weekend in downtown Dayton. We're going to tell you all about it and hear some more live music. Stay tuned. Lots more to come here on Kaleidoscope.
He's a sweet soul, brother.
Thursday night at 8, it's Jazz Forward with your host,
Nikki Iliopoulos.
I dig him. Now he's terrific.
It is a new day.
Wish you love, peace, and soul.
And rhythm and blues and jazz.
Crash of sound.
Nikki Iliopoulos.
Always there, always far out.
Jazz Forward, Thursday night at 8 on Member Supported, 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, joined in the studio by the members of Red Hot Rebellion. Welcome, guys.
Howdy.
Hey.
Hello. Hello.
How's it going?
Very well, very well. How are you guys?
We're doing all right.
Excellent.
Doing just fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Doing great.
Very, very happy to have you all back in the studio. Last time you were here, I think you had just released the self-titled album, and now you've got Melt the Sky.
Yes.
The new EP.
It's fantastic. It's a fantastic 5-song EP called Melt the Sky.
Yeah.
I think last time we were here was right before we put out the first full length. I think we were talking about we were trying. It was right before we did the release show, and we were doing like Dayton Does Dayton or something like that.
So, yeah,
it was a lot of fun. But this is way more fun because we get to make noise live on the airwaves.
We like to play.
Now, between releasing the full length and, you know, along with the full length, you did the comic book and the vinyl and all of that. You've stayed pretty busy. I see you guys on Facebook a lot, you know, out playing here, playing there. You've been working on this. I ran into you at a comic book convention.
Yeah.
What's the past year been like?
It's been a whirlwind.
We've
been playing around the Midwest a lot. We've done like Chicago and Indianapolis and Pittsburgh and Louisville and Columbus and just doing that whole circuit. And then we've done a couple comic book conventions too, right?
We did
Gem City,
Dayton,
Dayton,
and then
Space
in
Columbus, which is where we saw Juliet, and that was super cool.
It was way awesome.
And people have been really stoked, I think, about the comic book at the conventions. It's like, wait a minute, I get this comic book and it comes with an album? It's like a whole other flip side of like people at the shows where they're like, holy crap, I get a comic book with the record. at the comic conventions, it's like, holy cow, I get a record with the comic book? That's fantastic.
Has it worked like that for you? Sort of that reverse marketing where, you're getting the record into the hand of people who are obviously like interested in you guys specifically or the type of music you play, whereas the comic book you're reaching maybe a different audience that wouldn't have found you otherwise.
Absolutely.
We hope so.
Yeah. That's the goal, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I guess we've got a couple, like the people we ran into at Columbus, Anders, it was just me and him there. We made a lot of new friends and fans that were just way into the comic book, right?
And then, I feel like there's a lot of crossover between like music and comic books and like different forms of art in general.
Yeah. So the more we can just spear people in the head with all this mass media, different types of media, the better for us.
Absolutely.
So what was it like, when did you, how far sort of after releasing the full length were you guys saying, hey, let's go back in, let's start working on some new stuff, let's put out an EP? Was it pretty immediate or did you wait a little while?
Yeah, I think, well, we were actually writing these songs the first one came out.
Yeah.
And like the song we just played, Junkyard Jesus, the second song on the EP, was a song that we played when we first started. And then stopped playing, and then we got it licensed, I think, on Fantasy Factory, right?
Yeah.
Is that what did it?
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, that's a good song.
Yeah.
A TV
Somebody
show
likes it.
A TV show used it.
This one makes money. Let's
we got
use
a,
it.
Yeah. A demo of it made it on a TV show, so we're like, we should probably record that real nice, like, and put it on the record.
Make that better.
We'll make it fancy and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, and you've had... You know, pretty good success, I have to say, with getting your music licensed.
Yeah, definitely.
I know you've got something new coming down the pike. Can you talk about that or the cartoon?
The new cartoon. It's still in production, but it's produced by Danny McBride. It's called Chosen. It's on the new FXX two X's, FXX station, which I guess is a spinoff of the FX network. It's right up our alley. It's about a gay white rapper recently released from prison. So it's a real serious drama. And a song, the song Built to Rock, which from our first album is going to be used on that show. And honestly, like from that first album, I think more than half of that album has been licensed at various places. We've been real lucky that way.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of work, but it's still a lot of luck because with the licensing game, it's like either they like it or they don't like it. It either fits or it doesn't fit. So we've been pretty fortunate that way because we sure ain't making much money selling records.
What's it like when a song gets licensed and then you hear it and it's sort of contextualized by whatever it's accompanying, whether it's a cartoon or a commercial or whatever? Does that make you think of that song in a different way, like the next time you go play it on stage?
I think so. Sometimes, like, we try not to brag about it, but it's on stage. We're like, hey, Doug, wasn't this song on a TV show? Like,
why, yes, it was, Jim.
Well, isn't that great?
What show was that, Andres? No.
Yeah, I think it was on the MTV.
The music television, no. But, yeah, one little feather in our cap that happened last year, which was pretty cool, was on Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory, because he's from, you know, here in Dayton. He, mm-hmm. like, kick-flipped a car over a ramp, and, like, our song was playing as he was speeding down the runway at like a million miles an hour. Yeah. So that was kind of neat because it's like, oh, he knew this song was rocking and it would have like a fast driving car, and we actually saw it happen on TV. So it was like, hey, yeah, that's pretty neat.
I think as far as how I feel about the song after it's, you know, gone through something like that is that it makes me want to keep writing more songs.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, and seriously, that it's like, oh, well, maybe what I do doesn't suck so bad. Yeah. Somebody likes it, somebody gets it, so I'll just keep on trucking.
You're actually getting that incentive or seeing the result of the work there.
Exactly, which is nice.
Are you guys, in talking about writing songs, are you guys the type of band that's like writing all the time and like always developing new material, or do you kind of go in spurts, or how does that work?
Well, I'm the riff man here. Pretty much, I've got like three digital recorders that are full of riffs, and
we're talking hours.
It's like, ridiculous. Unfortunately, not all of them are A-list.
They're not all great.
That.
Yeah, but what's cool is, I mean, there's always inspiration for me in everything, and you know, I always keep something handy at the house, and I'm always playing my guitar. And whenever we get together, it's like, hey, I got something. And then the writing process usually goes that, you know, with the three of us together, that if it's a good one, it comes together real quick. And if it's not so good, then it goes on the shelf and we might cannibalize it later.
Yeah. Or Frankenstein it with something else.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, we've done that with a couple things.
Like, hey, that one riff, that would go really cool here.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah. Like one of the newer songs that the two of them wrote when I was out of the country or something, and on Cinco de Mayo, so we're calling it Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it'll
for
have
now.
Nothing
That's
to
the
do
working
with
title.
Cinco
working
de
title.
Mayo. But it's a good one. So.
Yeah.
In choosing, you know, with an EP, you've obviously got, you know, a shorter format. And you said one of the songs on the EP was, you know, something older that you decided to re-record. How do you pick and choose what's ready to make it to the album, or just, you know, if you've got a bunch ready, how do you decide which one's going to make the cut?
I think with these were ones we were already playing live, right? And we had gotten a pretty good response from.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like if we play it out and it sounds good and people respond to it, then we should go in and lay it down.
You know when you got a snoozer on your hands.
Yeah. And we do have a couple of, have had a couple of.
Yeah, people are back at the bar. Or,
sitting down.
Sitting down.
Yeah. Oh, look, that guy's eating pizza.
Yeah, we know we got good stuff when there's like people trying to jump on stage with us.
Are you guys ready to start thinking about, like, after this, recording a full length, or are you going to kind of cruise with this for a while and then
up to us, we'd already be recording right now.
You'd be rolling.
Yeah.
We'd already be in the studio recording right now. But I mean, we're always talking about it. The songs are in the works. The ideas for Red Hot Rebellion 2 are out there.
Yeah,
And also a second comic book is in the works, except the new comic book is going to be like a full-blown story that I wrote based kind of loosely on us.
Oh,
I guess
nice.
I can let the cat out of the bag a little bit. It's a story It's a story. It's the Red really Hot good. Rebellion is actually a band from across the galaxy sent to Earth to set rock and roll back on its right path because it's gone horribly wrong. So it's kind of like the aliens wanted to send the best band in the galaxy to Earth, but they weren't available. So they went their second choice, Red Hot Rebellion.
Which explains, I was actually going to ask you about, on your website, it says Red Hot Rebellion, the second best band in the galaxy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So gotcha. Now we're actually a tribute band to these real space aliens, right. superheroes who are exactly. out there trying to save rock and roll. So,
okay.
Yeah, which exists in the comic book world. But
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, we still have day jobs.
Does that, you know, to be able to write songs and make music and then to sort of, you know, be able to also take, you know, the music that you're writing and sort of the personality that comes from a band, from sort of your three personalities combining into the personality of the band, and then put that in a comic book. Do you feel like that's kind of this cool creative outlet that, you know, maybe not every other band gets to do, is express their collective personality, you know, through this other art form in addition yeah. to the music they're making?
Yeah, definitely. Like, if we're, because it's something else to just keep us busy, right? Because if my brain, it's always going. So we're always yeah. trying to do something. And if it yeah. was up to me, we'd have like a weekly TV show where it would be like H&R Puff and stuff, or yeah. like Yo Gabba Gabba or something crazy like that, where we're like playing with cats or something.
That could
know.
Totally still happen.
Right?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You know what?
Jim.
Yeah. Just segue from the previous yeah. segment about the film festival.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Here we go. We could totally film hours of me playing with cats. I would totally do that.
It could happen. Next time you guys yeah. are in here, that'll
yeah.
be done.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Now, you're celebrating the release of the EP this weekend in Cincinnati, and yes. then next weekend in Dayton at Blind Bob's, and you're playing with some great
yes.
bands.
Totally.
I've got to say, like, it's got to be great to not only, you know, be able to celebrate this accomplishment of getting something new out there, but to then play with, you know, these really awesome bands, you know, your musical peers.
Yeah.
That's got to feel great.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. Like, I think last time I was here, I was gushing over Legbone, and I always, yeah. and I still am. So
they're
playing
fantastic.
With them in Cincinnati is going to be so awesome. We played with them once before, and they were totally great. The Jackalopes are another one of my favorites, and the Loveless are super awesome. We're playing with them in the Dayton show. So, yeah, it's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving forward from the next couple of weeks, I know that you're playing, you're doing like another comic convention down in Cincy. What does the fall look like for you? Are you guys going to try to get out on the road or stick pretty close to the Dayton area?
Yeah, right now we're doing the Cincinnati Comic Con in September. And then I think after that, yeah, we're just kind of sticking around, right? We're doing.
Yeah.
We're undecided.
Undecided. we're available. If you, yeah. you know, we have some shows coming up, they're on our website.
Yeah.
But yeah, right. I mean, it's really hard to tour right now with the price of gas and everything,
mm-hmm.
and we all work yeah. day jobs, and we just all of us collectively blew our vacations doing separate things, mm-hmm. which is nice for the families because we all have families. But you know,
yeah.
you got to take vacay to go on tour, so we're sticking close to home and doing
yeah.
the interwebs thing, right?
For now.
Yeah, I think what we were talking about the other night was just writing more songs for this next EP album
yeah.
that we're gonna do.
Yeah.
Chris Suttle over at In the Red.
Yeah.
He's our dude.
Yeah,
and,
the
he's
fourth
awesome.
Rebellionaire.
Yeah.
He's like the honorary member.
Yeah, and him and his wife just had a beautiful baby.
Yeah.
So
Mazel
yeah.
tov.
Yeah, so yeah. he's taking a little time, and we had talked about trying to get back in the fall after things settle down for him and stuff settles down for us and start recording some more songs. So
yep.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have some more stuff to put out next
year.
End of the year next
yeah.
year.
Very cool. I know, you know, you said you've got the Danny McBride cartoon that's going to be featuring one of your songs from the old album. Anything else like exciting that you have coming down the pike? I know there's a second comic book kind of in the ether, in the works. Anything else like big that you guys have in the works right now?
What else do we got? Well, I had this crazy idea last night. I'm springing this on the band right now. All right.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. So we record a song, right? Like a full song, just instrumental. And then we solicit other vocalists to like kind of just run with it.
Ooh.
So we like get like vocalists from around, you know, the Miami Valley, across the nation, where they take our instrumental song with all the parts and then just create their own melody and lyrics over top of it and then kind of release that as probably like a digital EP or something like that, but kind of as like a fun collaborative project. And something different. What do you think, fellas?
You're on the spot.
This is kind of like how we do it at practice.
Yeah, absolutely. This is exactly how we do it at practice.
Totally.
Jim comes up with an idea, and then we listen, say yeah a bunch, and then say how we feel.
It's kind of fair.
Yeah, I think that could be really cool.
That might be fun, right?
I like the idea of working with some other people doing some more collaborative.
So hit us up on the interwebs, kids, if you're interested in that whole thing.
We do have links up to Red Hot Rebellion's website and Facebook page on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You can connect with them, get all the details on the release shows. It's Saturday night at the Mainstay Rock Bar in Cincinnati with Legbone, and then next Saturday, August 31st, at Blind Bob's in downtown Dayton with the Jackalobes and the Loveless. It's going to be both of those are going to be awesome
Barn
shows.
Yeah, they're going to be intense, but awesome.
Yep.
Absolutely, absolutely. You mentioned this sort of this song idea, you know, the sort of putting the songs out there. And the last time you guys were here, you were playing Dayton Does Dayton. And I know that we talked about kind of putting your own spin on other people's music. Do you find it nerve-wracking, the potential of, you know, somebody putting their spin on your music, whether it's in a Dayton Does Dayton style situation or just, you know, like this idea you had?
I think it would be cool, right?
Yeah.
I would love to hear that.
Sometimes we cover ourselves.
Oftentimes.
Like, we'll play like a blues version of one of our songs.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
I think it would be really neat to have someone else do one of our songs, really.
Yeah,
it's always cool to hear like a different perspective on something that you're kind of close to or whatever, you know, like something that you've created and put out there.
Now, if people want to get their hands on the EP, I imagine you'll have them with you at the release shows. But if they are maybe not from the area or can't make it down, how can they get their hands on this thing?
You can buy it right on redhotrebellion.com for the fabulous price of Name Your Price. That's
kids.
Just like at all our rock shows, all our merch on the website are Name Your Price. So, and we totally mean it. Like sometimes people will give us like just $2 or $3. Sometimes they'll give us $20. So these things are cheap to make. We just want you to have the music. So give us whatever you think you feel it's worth. And
we want you to have our music.
Yes. Yeah. We'll mail it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Using that United States Postal Service.
We like to be heard.
Yeah.
This is very cool to you know, just offer it up and say, hey, you know, pay what you can and sort of place the value on getting the music into more ears.
Yeah. It's worked out for us. I mean, at first we were like, man, is this going to work? Is it crazy? But it's a lot of times people give us more money than we would actually ask for it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always like, are you sure you want to give me this? this seems
like a lot.
I'm like, really?
You've been drinking a little. You sure? All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, guys, is there anything else people ought to know before they come out and see you in Cincinnati Saturday night with Legbone or on August 31st at Blind Bob's with the Jackalobes and the Loveless?
Well, this Saturday, we're going to be playing the entire EP live. Then we're going to do a short stint with the fabulous Jess Lamb from the Jess Lamb Band. She's going to do three songs with us. And then we're going to play the entire first album live with some surprises.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that'll be a fun time.
We like surprises.
Yeah. And that's a free show, so you got no excuse, man.
Right.
After the Reds game, you come on out to Mainstay Rock Bar, you see you see Legbone, who are probably the best band in Ohio. And then you see us, and we're not too bad.
We're the second best in the galaxy.
Yeah, right. And then on next Saturday at Blind Bob, so if you're local, you don't have to, you know, drive. It's only $5 for three great bands. Easily worth $40.
Yeah.
And we invite people on stage, whether we actually invite them or not. Somehow they wind up there.
They end up there.
So there's always shenanigans. And
So
that's all. It's a fun show. I mean, I think we do a fine job of entertaining.
Yeah. We like to have fun.
Yeah.
Why not?
We may wear skirts. You never know.
Hey, it could totally happen. You could be wearing skirts right now, and no one would know because it's radio.
Yeah, it's terrific.
We have an idea to open up for ourselves in drag.
I don't
know if we can say the name of the band, though. It's probably a dirty word, though.
Well, people can be surprised.
We could do our Ramones. The Ramones.
There you
go.
Yeah, we're going to do a whole set of Ramones.
but dressed in drag.
Well, why don't we hear some more live music? What do you say, guys?
Sounds groovy.
All right. I'm going to give these guys a chance to get back to their instruments. We'll be right back with more live music from Red Hot Rebellion here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
This is David Dye, host of the World Cafe, looking back on 30 years of Rev Cool and Around the Fringe. When Rev started at WYSO back in, 1982, Bob Dylan was making gospel music and the kids were still drinking 3-2 beer. You can still tune in to WYSO every Friday night to hear Rev Cool playing the best in local and world music. Here's wishing you many more Friday nights with Rev Cool.
Join me on the dance floor, 8 till midnight on 91.3.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and we've been chatting with Red Hot Rebellion. They're going to be releasing their Melt the Sky EP, celebrating that Saturday night at the Mainstay Rock Bar in Cincinnati, joined by Legbone, and Saturday, August 31st, at Blind Bob's in downtown Dayton with the Jackalopes and the Loveless. But we've got them right here, and they're going to play some more live music for us.
All right, all right. We're going all the way.
this next song's on the record. It's called You Bring the Thunder, I Bring the Lightning.
Red Hot Rebellion live in the WISO studios. Check them out Saturday night at Mainstay Rock Bar with Legbone. Next Saturday, August 31st at Blind Bob's with the Jackalobes and the Loveless. They're celebrating the release of Melt the Sky, their new EP. Guys, thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you for having
us.
Thank
you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Red Hot Rebellion. Check them out. When they're at Blind Bob's, they're going to be playing with the Loveless, who just happens to release a new song. Let's hear that one right now. This is called Mean Green, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO.